As South Carolinians come together to help stop the spread of COVID-19, Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers wants people to know there's plenty of food to weather the crisis, Commissioner.
Well, that's right, Mike. We were hearing those concerns on media and social media, so last week was our first communication to say that we are checking with farmers and transportation folks and wholesalers, and in terms of the food chain system, that's mm-hmm. pretty complex and covers really the entire United States. It is operating, and we have declared, and as has CDC, that the food production and distribution is an essential need to be met, so that employees need to recognize that and be there, you know, over and above the CDC gatherings, if you will. We, mm-hmm. our folks who process poultry and things like that, we wanted to make sure their folks knew they were safe to go to work, because, heck, we're always concerned about, you know, a clean environment. So as long as employees are healthy and with no signs of the illness, we need for them to be there and continue to process and provide the food that is vital, so that we don't have that panic woven into our response to this crisis. It's part of our message. Not only the retail shelves might from time to time show that impact, but there's a truckload of something coming pretty quickly to replace it. And even going a step farther, some of our wholesalers around the state who have been impacted by their deliveries to the restaurant chains and businesses, they're making it known, and we are posting on our website so that folks will know who of the wholesaler that might be in their part of the state has a product available that they can come and purchase directly from a wholesaler, the same way a restaurant would. So there's that extra option, because without that, those wholesalers who buy from our farmers and others around the country, you know, some of them are having a 50 and 60% reduction in their business. So in order to support them, then we want people to know you can go buy directly from them.
The health and safety of not only the food that is produced through the supply chain in South Carolina, but also the health and safety of the workers in that, it has always been part and parcel of what has been important for the South Carolina Department of Agriculture and for all of the producers right along the chain. So responding to this is not something that's unusual. It's something that's done all the time.
Well, that's right. And regarding food itself, there is absolutely no evidence that we are aware of that says the COVID-19 can be transmitted by food or food packaging. Now, does that apply to cardboard packaging? No, I think it can remain in that for some time. Mm-hmm. So there's just need to be extra precautious if there's food in cardboard packaging, but obviously most of it's that's done at the wholesale level, and by the time the consumer buys it, they're buying it in a different form. But anyway, yeah, you're right. We always focus on food safety, germ-free environments for our food to be processed. And right now, again, the key is that the employees involved in that work make certain that they don't feel any symptoms of this virus prior to coming to work. And if so, then they have to go into that protocol that we're all familiar with now of self-quarantine and then do the things necessary. But regarding just the food system, again, it's a complex one. We do a lot of crisis training, if you will. We do a lot of tabletop exercises around what happens if. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you, we have never done a tabletop exercise to practice for something like this. We've done hurricanes and other types of things, but this is totally new to us as well, but some of the same principles apply that we've dealt with before. So our main focus in the department is communication with farmers, communication with wholesalers, transportation sources to ensure that the things we're telling the public are absolutely accurate. So that's we know that that's our role as a communicator.
The farmers markets around the state are remaining open, is that correct?
That is correct. The farmers markets are open, and that is where some of the wholesalers we've talked about are located and are open to the public during this time. So it provides an option for people to buy in quantity, perhaps for a number of family members, and not be, you know, overexposing themselves. So it's a really a good opportunity for those folks with that concern to make their purchases that way. One other thing is to remind folks, we have decided that the department itself, all of our facilities are closed to the public, but we are always available by telephone, email, on the services that we do. Mm-hmm. Some of our services around food safety are being impacted by decisions from the Food and Drug Administration that we follow their guidelines. So a lot of things impacted, and we have a page on the website with the coronavirus information that people need to know. So glad to have this opportunity to pass along a little bit more of our responses by the Department of Agriculture.
Continuing to make sure that we have a safe, wholesome, and reliable supply chain of food. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.